This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, you can't say with 100% certainty that if the election wasn't stolen from Donald Trump and the American people in 2020, that the situation in Ukraine wouldn't be happening. But what we can say with 100% certainty is that the last two times Biden has been in the White House, Russia has invaded Ukraine. That is a fact. Now, remember, when they first started peddling the fake PPGate dossier, the Hillary Clinton paid for opposition research fake PP dossier, the claim at the time was that Russia had blackmail on Trump. Russia was controlling Trump because of said blackmail. And the blackmail was the alleged PPGate Trump dossier, which was all made up. In fact, it may have actually been actually a Hunter Biden story that they just said was Trump instead. Probably maybe the case, folks. It was actually a Hunter Biden or Joe Biden story that they just did a Indiana Jones switch and just put Trump's name in it instead, that it was going to be used to get Biden out of the race. And it was actually the New York Times that was reporting that Hillary Clinton had dirt on Biden that the Clinton campaign was going to release that was going to cause Biden to drop out of the race. Well, he dropped out. They never released it. Then all of a sudden, the PPGate Trump dossier came out, which was totally fake. We now know it. So the last two times Biden's been in the White House, Russia has invaded Ukraine. That is undeniable. Now, again, can I say with confidence that if Trump was in the White House, it wouldn't happen? Well, I can say that with confidence. Is it 100% certain? Maybe not 100% certain, but it's about as close as you can get. Now, why do I say that? Well, why doesn't Democrat-liberal logic ever get applied equally? Because it's not logic. It's propaganda. So if said tape existed against Donald Trump that would cause Trump to be compromised by the Russians, well, then what does Hunter Biden's laptop equal? Now, it would be very reasonable to assume not just the Hunter Biden laptop that we've seen or that we know about, then there's the second Hunter Biden laptop that got stolen from him by Russian or Ukrainian drug dealers, where we have a phone conversation that leaked of Hunter Biden saying he was concerned because these drug dealers in Ukraine, maybe they're Russian, maybe they're Ukraine, stole one of his laptops that had sensitive information on it. And after what we've seen from the laptop, I think we have an idea what kind of sensitive information that is. So who's to say, given the Democrat-liberal logic from 2015 and 2016, who's to say that Biden is not the one being controlled by Russia right now? And if you look at how the geopolitical picture has changed since Biden has been in office, well, it really shakes out with that logic, doesn't it? Russia has never been more relevant as a world power. Russia has never been thrust to the top of the geopolitical power structure in such a short time as they have since Biden got into office. And now we're looking at a situation where gas, natural gas transactions are going to be made in ruples and not the U.S. dollar. And we're just looking around the corner at that being the future. So please, to all the Democrats and the libs and the media out there that said Trump was going to be compromised and controlled by Russia for the PPGate dossier, which we now know is fake, tell me, where is your logic, where is your fair and balanced coverage using that same conclusion towards the Hunter Biden laptop story? Oh, see, it doesn't exist because you're liars, you're frauds, you're phonies. Now, we're going to get into the latest situation in Ukraine with my guest coming up, independent journalist Jacob Creech. who's been breaking a lot of news when it comes to the biolabs, the Russian strikes on the biolabs, and the Biden involvement in the biolabs.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to in front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Democrats out there that want to stop the war in Ukraine, well, you could have done that by stopping Biden from getting into office, but you let him steal the election, and so now you're dealing with the consequences. You know, it's just so outrageous. I don't even know what I was watching last night. I was watching something on television, non-political, maybe sports or like a movie or TV show or something, And I don't, usually it's just full-on news on my TVs all day, but I'm sick of looking at the left destroying America 24/7, so I've been trying to just divert my attention with sports and comedy and stuff. And then it's little pictures, or pictures of little kids in Ukraine, and this is like on all the networks. It's like Comedy Central, ESPN, ABC, who's ever broadcasting the men's college basketball tournament, and I see the same stuff. All these different groups that would raise money for Africa, or raise money for Jews, or raise money for this and raise money for that, all of them are now raising money for Ukraine, and they're all showing you the plight of the Ukrainian people. And then they have pictures of little Ukrainian kids up there, you know, saying they're starving, they need your help, they need your money, they need your support. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just watching this, and it's just stunning. When you've put on the glasses, when you've put on, or when you've taken the red pill and you see this stuff, it hits so much different. And you realize most of the people probably watching this, tuned in to watch a comedy event or tuned in to watch a college basketball game, have no clue what's going on. And they just see this propaganda and it's just like, oh, wow, really bad in Ukraine. Wow. You know, maybe they give a little money, maybe just the propaganda hits home. But it's just, you sit there and you look back at it, and you're like, wow, these organizations have been running these scams, yes, scams, for years. That's all it is. And it's like the same thing with the hospital. I don't want to come on air and be anti-hospital. I don't want to be anti-doctor. That's like the last thing I want to be. But I'm going to tell it like it is. You get COVID, you go to the hospital, you're asking to die. You got one of these doctors promoting the death shot? Yeah, I'd avoid that doctor. I'd avoid that hospital. Does that make me feel good that I'm telling you you can't trust our health institutions? No, that sucks. So it's the same thing with all these charities that just pop up, and the latest cause, the latest craze, the latest trend, they fundraise for it. And you know the only reason they do that is because they're making millions and millions of dollars. And because think about it, why would they pay millions of dollars for advertising unless they were set to make millions of dollars? And they've already come out with all these group CEOs like the Red Cross and what's the other big one? It's like Gateway or something. They sponsor the NFL. They've already come out. They're all making buku dollars. The CEOs, all of them making millions of dollars. Tiny fraction of your donation, like 10%, actually goes to the cause. And it's just scam after scam after scam. And I'm just sitting here, like, I'm just trying to watch a basketball game, and I'm getting, boom, COVID propaganda. Boom, gay propaganda. Boom, Ukraine propaganda. And this is just all in a 2-3 minute break. And it just sucks. Like, just the propaganda is everywhere. And you have to fully remove yourself from the establishment, from the corporate establishment. You have to fully remove yourself. Otherwise, you're just sitting there consuming this propaganda all day long. And that's the problem is most people here are just tuning in to watch a ball game, and they have no clue. They are just getting bombarded with propaganda the entire time. Even when the game's on, with all the Black Lives Matter stuff, people wearing blue and yellow for Ukraine. I mean, this is during the game. Then you go to the break. And again, it's, you're gay. Your kids are gay. Everyone's gay. Give money to Ukraine. It's just, it's nonstop with it. So we've got Jacob Creech on air with us. He's an independent journalist. He's been the tip of the spear on many of the breaking stories revolving around the biolabs in Ukraine, the Biden involvement, and the Russian attacks on said biolabs. So I bring Jacob in now. Jacob, just what is the beginner's course for this? What is kind of the introductory course to the biolabs in Ukraine, the Biden involvement, and the Russian assault on them?
Yes, Owen, thanks for having me on. Kind of for starters, the U.S. DOD does have a biological threat reduction program in Ukraine with which they try to cover up excessively. Once I started kind of breaking the news, I wasn't the first one to know about biolabs in Ukraine. I was the first one to make the connection that the Russians were moving into Ukraine to attack and or take over these biolabs due to the fact that they have been accusing the United States of creating biological weapons and doing dangerous research on pathogens in these labs in Ukraine. So I was kind of censored and heavily attacked for bringing all this information to the forefront. And since then, all the information has come out to support everything that I have been pushing, with which the Russians are moving into Ukraine to attack biofacilities in the in Ukraine, which was funded by the United States Department of Defense.
Now, what is the involvement with Rosemont Seneca or one of these other Biden shell corporations that they launder money out of? What's the involvement there?
Yes, so this information was brought forth actually from the Russian military to the United Nations. It was presented that there was connections between Hunter Biden, the DNC, via his investment firm Rosemont Seneca, to funnel U.S. DOD funds into one of their own biolabs that they own in Ukraine, known as Metabiota. And there's so much more digging to be done in that situation, what research Metabiota is digging into and creating genome-specific pathogens to attack nationalities and races. So you can understand why Russia might be a little bit upset about that. But yes, Hunter Biden and the Kerry family, as well as the Pelosi family and the Romney family, all have family members sitting on the board of Rosemont Seneca involved in this funneling of U.S. funds into U.S. biolabs in Ukraine.
I want to get back to those names, but I want to know if you've noticed this pattern too, and if there's something significant about this. Why was Barack Obama so intent on having all these biolabs weapons going, or biolabs going, whether he knew they were for weapons or not? I guess you could say he didn't know, but it was Obama that made sure when the lab in North Carolina was shut down that all that research got sent to the Wuhan lab in China. It was one of the last things they did in the Obama administration to make sure that there was more funding into Ukraine, not just for neo-Nazis, but for these biolabs. What is the Obama connection with that? Is it significant, or is that just something he happened to be there and oversee?
Well, I would definitely say that it's significant given the fact that in 2005, Obama, along with one other senator, was sent to Ukraine to observe and in place the Biological Threat Reduction Program. So there's definitely a connection there. And the fact that they made sure to do this on Obama's way out was kind of sketchy in the sense that the deep state was utilizing these locations in Ukraine to circumvent U.S. congressional oversight to conduct their black site activities and create pathogens with increased lethality and transmissibility. So I would definitely say there's a connection there, given the deep state and the activity and Obama being smack dab in the middle of all of this. He most certainly played a part in creating and generating this opportunity for the deep state to create these pathogens, like I said, outside of the scope of U.S. congressional oversight. There's definitely a connection there. I can't necessarily confirm any direct involvement like I can with the Hunter Biden, Pelosi's, Kerry's, and Romney's.
So let's pick it up there on the other side of this break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jacob Creech is with us. We're talking about the bio labs in Ukraine. And really, Jacob, I think that if we understand this story, we understand so much of the geopolitical corruption, specifically that the American government officials are involved in. We know that there's corruption all over the planet, but we got to clean up our own front yard first before we point fingers at others. And so we were discussing the clear Obama involvement of all this. I mean, literally from the time he got into the Senate in the early 2000s to the time he left the White House in 2016, he was all over biolabs in Ukraine, China, everything. But was he directly involved, or were these just projects he was overseeing? You could have the debate. But with Pelosi, Romney, Kerry, Biden, and their family members, there is direct involvement. There are receipts. It's all on paper. The media won't cover it. So let's talk about that. And how this really shows the overall geopolitical corruption that our politicians are involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's really going on here is these major political families are utilizing their family members as proxies to carry out their black site operations to, like I said, circumvent oversight from their constitutional bodies with which are supposed to govern these activities. So, for example, the reason why we do this research in Ukraine is because it's illegal here in the United States, and it's also much easier to cover up these kinds of things if they're being taken, if they're taking place in Ukraine as opposed to the U.S. So these families are utilizing their own investment firms and their own biological research facilities, which why do politicians own biological research facilities in other countries, let alone our own countries? What the hell are they doing? If you are willing to believe that it's benevolent in any manner, then you're ignorant. It's 100% nefarious. There's no reason why they would want to do this other than to get their hands into something with which they could use to enact control on the population. So, yes, our U.S. politicians are utilizing corrupt methods, quasi-legal and legal methods, to create pathogens to attack certain nationalities and genome-specific sequences. And the Russians found out about it. The Russians went to war for it. The Russians moved into Ukraine for it. And the media and the left-wing media complex has gone to extreme lengths to cover this up, with which has now been proven to be 100% true, to include Victoria Nuland confirming about these biolabs in Ukraine and being concerned about the Russians getting their hands on the information and the research they were conducting.
Of course, that was Nuland confirming that in Congress under oath while Jen Psaki was saying that they don't exist in the same hour. So that just shows how they lie to us. But I am curious. I mean, what is the motive here for the Pelosis, the Romneys, the Kerrys, the Bidens to get involved in these labs? I mean, the obvious reason would be money. But, I mean, is there some sort of anti-Russian sentiment that they carry? I mean, are they making a bunch of money? I mean, what's their real motive here, do you think?
Well, now you're asking me to imply intent, which I can't prove and legally can get me into trouble, but I can infer as to what I think is going on, and I don't really care if they seek legal action against me. Bring it on. These people are – well, let's start with the reason why Russia is mad about it is because the Russians have put forth information showing that we were conducting research specifically asking for DNA and mRNA samples of white Russians. So the Russians believe that we are creating biological weapons specifically designed to target their people, with which is why Putin came on and said that he had to invade Ukraine to neutralize a threat, with which was a threat to his population and his people. So is it just about money? I really don't believe so. There's so many other avenues with which these people just destroy and utilize our U.S. taxpayer dollars as their slush fund to enrich themselves, which they could do that strictly just from their inside trading. They don't necessarily need to have biolabs in Ukraine just for money. It's nefarious, and given the fact that COVID just happened, and given the fact that they're now admitting that it came from a lab, it's pretty cut and dry as to what's happening here, and if you can't see it, I can't help you, but there are corrupt politicians creating pathogens, and they're getting out.
Well, and
ruining the world.
Yeah, and you just said it right there. It's pretty obvious what's going on. Any neutral observer seeing this can say, whether you like Russia, hate Russia, think Russia's the good guy or the bad guy, you cannot deny these biolabs were there. You cannot deny that that's a dangerous threat. There's a reason why they shut them down in America. You cannot deny that it was a similar biolab that caused the COVID outbreak, whether you think it was intentional or not. So I guess then the next question is, for these individuals getting involved in this, I mean, is there some sort of agreement? Like, hey, we have to be anti-Russia? Is it a protection against Russia? Or I guess the better question is this, because we don't know their motives. How about the media's motive? Why is the media so interested in covering this information up? They fall for fake news all the time. They give themselves awards for covering fake news, like the Trump-Russian collusion or dossier, which never happened. They give themselves awards for that. Why the blatant cover-up of this story, do you think?
Well, 100% I can confirm as to why this is because the realization that we are conducting nefarious and or questionable research in different countries and biolabs across the world will eventually lead us to the confirmation that the U.S. NIH created COVID and either let it out or it escaped. You're welcome to believe whichever one you like. I believe it's quite obvious as to which one that is. So the reason why they're covering up is because as soon as we get back to the fact that they created COVID, the entire narrative of everything they've been covering for years completely collapses. They tried to cover up the fact that COVID came from a lab in Wuhan. They said it came from a bat and some peasant eating bat soup, which leads to all the other crimes they committed, such as covering up viable treatments for the bioweapon they released in order to enable emergency use authorization for their vaccines that didn't work and were neither were neither safe nor effective. And it leads back to the fact that they infringed on the 1972 Bioweapons Convention, which is agreed upon by all but four nations in the world, with which you cannot stockpile or create biological weapons. So the reason why the media is so hell-bent on covering all this up and making sure that everything is pushed pro-Ukraine, the reason why they made the entire country support a literal Nazi military installation in Ukraine just because it's not the Russians, is all to cover up the fact that they created COVID, they let it out, and they utilized it to implement a medical police state on the entire world.
Jacob Creech is our guest. Bioclandestine.substack.com is where you can follow his great news coverage. He's been on this since day one, folks, and when we come back from this break, Jacob, I want to get into more of what's going on in Ukraine, because my biggest problem is, I want to know how you deal with this. My biggest problem is whenever I go and I try to look for the latest news coming out of Ukraine, there's literally two sides to every story. Oh, that's Russians torturing Ukrainians. No, that's Ukrainians torturing Russians. I mean, it's the same video, two completely separate takes. So my question for you when we come back, Jacob, is, how do you differentiate what's real and what's fake? How do you differentiate if it's a Ukrainian army or a Russian army? Or do you just kind of say, hey, look, there's no way for me to be completely positive, so I'm just going to cover what I know for fact? Jacob Creech coming back on the other side of this break.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin as we enter the last days of March into April 2022 is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We got one more segment here with Jacob Creech. And, you know, I've seen the American media's wag the dog technique for years now, and it's very apparent with the Ukraine situation. The media sets a narrative, the brainwashed public goes along with it. Now, I don't want to be on the opposite side of that, but yet still being in a wag the dog situation where whenever I see the mainstream media or the American media covering something or forcing a talking point or a narrative, I just assume it's fake. Because in a way, that's me being wagged by the dog as well, even if that is probably the best way to approach the situation. But, Jacob, I'm sure you're having the same problems or rather frustrations that I'm having, where there's videos, there's reports, there's all this stuff, and it's literally two sides to every story. Hey, that's Russians torturing Ukrainians. Hey, that's Ukrainians torturing Russians. Same video, two different stories. So how do you try to sort through all the propaganda, all the wag the dog, to try to find out what's really going on in Ukraine with all the headlines and the videos coming out? What's your technique, or what advice do you give to people that are trying to follow this story?
Well, for starters, I definitely agree with your sentiment with if it's coming from the mainstream media in the Western media complex, there's a good chance based on recent proof that they are lying. So that's the reason why I started looking into the biolab situation in Ukraine, was because during the initial airstrikes, I figured this out within about 3 hours, was they were pushing that it was all from Donetsk and Crimea in the east, yet there were random individuals' airstrikes going on in locations all the way in Lviv in the west and Kiev in the capital. So immediately I knew what they were telling me wasn't right. And that carries on with all these videos and such. You can go back to the Snake Island and the Ghost of Kiev and all the nonsense stories, the bombing of the maternity ward, which wasn't true and was actually overtaken by Nazis utilizing that as a forward operating base. But the way I go about it is I know for a fact if it's coming from the TV, it's a good chance that it's a lie. So I have to compile all the facts that I can to the best of my knowledge. When it comes to interpreting the videos and such, to be quite frank, I don't pay attention to any of those videos. It's so easy to stage those, easy to stage fake bodies, chemical attacks, like the actor that got caught in the gas explosion that they tried to push as also being bombed by Putin. It's just impossible to confirm any of that, so I only deal with the facts that I can verify via documentation, like I did with the Ukrainian biolabs, as I found the source material on the U.S. Gov sites. So I just find stuff that I can prove and verify. But when it comes to videos and stuff going on in Ukraine, you have to have a discerning eye and understand that we really don't know what's going on over there, and it is a propaganda war, U.S. versus Russia. And to be quite frank, I don't know who to believe, who I should believe, or why I should believe either side.
Well said. And an example would be the most recent video that I'm seeing all over the news, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they're all playing the same one, where it's an individual with a camera walking down the street, and there's a dead body here, a dead body there. And, I mean, they zoom in. It's like they show you the body. They zoom into the blood. I mean, it's like so clearly there's a narrative they're trying to push there. And, again, I don't want to be the one that just doubts everything I see on TV at the risk of being considered a lunatic. But, again, it's the same problem. It's like I know they've staged videos. We've seen them stage videos in Syria and other places where they have people in body bags and they start moving around or they sneeze during the film. And it's like, oh, hey, we got to reshoot this fake dead guy scene. Or like videos where they show Ukrainians supposedly doing mine sweeps and the cameraman is in front of the guy doing it. So he's going to get blown up, and that's your. So, I mean, there's obvious stuff that you can tell is fake. Then there's other stuff that's nuanced. But I guess my question is this, because it was not too long ago, 10, 20 years ago, whether it's the babies and incubator moment or all this other stuff, where when the American media would show something like a bunch of dead bodies on the streets in Ukraine, all of America would jump and say, this is awful, we have to do something about this. It seems to me America's less sensitive to this now. Specifically, let's say the Fox News audience, for obvious reasons. Most Fox News audience doesn't even trust Fox News, but they just at least consider it more fair and balanced than anything else they're going to see. Where usually they would show all these videos of dead people, and it'd be like, knee-jerk, we're going to war. It doesn't seem to have the impact that it's had in years past. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, and that just goes to prove that now more than ever there is less trust in the media than there has ever been. And that is due to the fact that we as a citizen intelligence apparatus have massively expanded in our reach and our ability to provide a counter narrative to just the absolute nonsense that they've been pushing us for years. So I give credit to this, to social media and the fact that we have a voice, even despite and all of the censorship and deplatforming, we're still able to get this message out. And now more than ever, people are listening to citizens as opposed to what's coming through the news. So, yes, I agree with you 100% that the people, to be quite frank, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse in your show, we're not buying the BS anymore. We're just not buying it, and we're going to figure it out on our own, and we're not listening to a single word anyone's got to say about it.
I'm hearing mixed conclusions just from going through the waterfront of media. I'm hearing mixed conclusions. Some people think this war will be over in a couple months. Some people think it will be years. I tend to believe it's going to be years because that's what the West wants. That's what the Biden regime wants. They want this war to go on forever. It helps their stock portfolio. It helps the weapons manufacturers. It helps them have a scapegoat on all the problems going on in America and the world. So the West, to me, wants this to go on as long as possible. I don't think that's what Russia wants. I think Russia has a pretty clear agenda here. Denazify, get rid of the biolabs, get rid of the Western corruption. But knowing all this, weighing all this, how long do you think this war is set to go on? How much resistance can Ukraine really put forth over a long period of time? Or will Russia eventually just be spun out?
I'm going to go ahead and confirm for you right now that anything going on in Ukraine is 100% at the mercy of Russia. Any of these narratives that are trying to say that Ukraine is standing up to Russia, that is simply not the case. Russia is operating under a specific set of rules of engagement. If they wanted to flatten Ukraine, they could have done that in the first week. They could have completely leveled the entire country, moved in, taken over, slaughtered all the civilians, and we wouldn't have any questions about it. But they're conducting a specific military operation as per Putin and their Russian military. So they're acting in a diplomatic fashion. And they presented these things through the proper diplomatic channels through the UN, accusing the U.S. of creating biological weapons on their border. So, honestly, this is entirely up to Russia. Russia hasn't really advanced any farther, and the media doesn't really seem to want to talk about that. They just want to keep showing you all these dead bodies and such. But Russia has been rather reserved, in a sense, as opposed to this dictatorial narrative they painted on Putin. But It's entirely up to Russia. Whenever Russia wants to end this, they will end it. Whenever Russia feels like they have neutralized the threat, which they view as a threat to their people, they'll stop.
Quickly, what is your just view of Zelensky?
Well, he's a former actor, and he's clearly either in control of or loyal to the globalists. I don't know if he's an actor for good forces that's just playing a part to take down the deep state, or if he's just a complete rat that obviously is under control of the deep state. I do not know, but I know he's acting and he's playing a role, and he's not really any sort of militaristic or presidential force in Ukraine. It's controlled via proxies via the NATO and the U.S.
Jacob Creech, great interview. We thank you for joining us. Tell people where they can follow you and get all this information.
Yes, so as you know, I've probably been deplatformed everywhere, but I'm currently operating on Telegram. You can find my channel at BioClandestine on Telegram. My Substack, where you can get my newsletter, is bioclandestine.substack.com, and I just recently got onto Truth Social. I'm still on the waiting list. You can find me at Clandestine on Truth Social.
Jacob Creech, excellent breakdown. Great work there with BioClandestine, and we thank you for joining us here today.
Of course, Owen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. There goes Jacob Creech, and you heard him, folks. I mean, he gets deplatformed. If you don't go along with the mainstream narrative, if you do your own investigative research and you put out facts that the globalists don't want out there on their social media platforms, they remove you. But we're glad that Jacob was able to come on air with us today and speak his mind. We like people that get banned by the corrupt establishment. That's a good sign.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In fact, it's going to be less than that. That was the number as of this morning. We're now under 2,000 of our limited edition number two coin in the set of three, Tree of Liberty coin at InfoWarsStore.com. You go to the storefront, you click on the image that we have there of the limited edition coin, and that will take you to 1776 coin or Patriot Collectibles to purchase your limited edition, which we also now have on sale. Originally was 150, now 130. This pure silver coin is a limited edition run, less than 2,000 left, and it is an investment. Now, yes, silver is a precious metal that a lot of people think is being synthetically kept down, the price of it, that is, by the central banks. But no, I'm not talking about making an investment in precious metals or silver here, though there is an inherent value. You're investing in free speech. You're investing in free press. You're investing in keeping InfoWars on the air. That's the investment that you make when you purchase the limited edition Tree of Liberty silver coin from InfoWarsStore.com. And I got to tell you, folks, Because, look, I'm human just like anybody else. I can have a range of emotions like anybody else. A lot of times that pours out here on the air. But let me just tell you, I want to have a moment here with this crew and this audience to celebrate and say, we're still here. That is a victory. So free speech is not dead yet in this country. And when you go and you invest in the second set of three limited edition silver coins from InfoWarsStore.com, you're keeping us alive. You're keeping free speech alive. So yeah, you know what? Free speech in America right now is bloody, it's battered, it's bruised, it's got limbs blown off, it's gimping up and down, just trying to move with a crutch that's also been blown up. But it's not dead yet, and we're still fighting for it, and you're hoisting it up. InfoWars as an example of free speech. So we appreciate that. And it is this coin that's going to fund us for the next couple months. And then just selling out of everything we have on the website is we're basically just looking to get the funds in, folks. And it's, I mean, we really don't know what's going to go down with the legal stuff. That's always kind of a mystery, except that we know they just want to destroy us, and that's why they do it. Folks, I'll tell you. You know, Alex is a little more transparent, I'll say, with some of the legal stuff, and you still really only get the tip of the iceberg. But man, oh man, let me tell you. If and when all this is behind us, there are going to be stories to tell. I mean, I got something that happened to me yesterday morning that is just insane. Just insane. But I'm not going to say on air, and I'm going to withhold it. And eventually, you know, I imagine eventually this stuff's going to be behind us. It might not go well, but it'll eventually be behind us. And we'll tell the stories and I mean, look, you're dealing with full-on authoritarian, tyrant-style censorship and attack on free speech in this country. But together, we're still here, we're still on air, we're still getting the great guests, we're still breaking the news and information, and so that alone is a victory. So I salute you in the audience, I salute this crew, and we will continue to fight for truth and freedom in America using our free speech to do it. Until they rip our larynx out, put a bullet through our head, or throw us in a prison. And believe me, they're considering all three. But man, oh man, I'll tell you, when all this is behind us, whether for good or bad, it's just the stories that Alex and myself and others are going to be able to tell. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it's just mind-blowing. Obviously, you got to have an ego to talk to yourself on air for 3 hours a day. I'm not denying I have a massive ego here, but like, I don't really think of myself as that big of a deal. I think the world will turn just fine without me, whether I'm here or not. But then you go through the crap that we're going through here, and you're like, wow, they really want me gone. Like, they really hate little old me. And it's just wild. But I'm going to leave it right there. Just know, I mean, you're seeing a little maybe more than the tip of the iceberg just because of the recent stuff getting into the news and Alex being a little bit more transparent about some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes here. But just overall, you're seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the attack InfoWars is under. Regardless, you've kept us on air. Quite frankly, you're a miracle. You're our lifeblood. And we thank you for it. So we're trying to sell out of everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why all the T-shirts and apparel is on sale at cost. That's why we're selling the supplements, top-rated supplements, at a discounted price at InfoWarsStore.com. We just want to be here, folks. I don't need $1 million, okay? This platform right here, this ability to come on air and talk to you is worth trillions of dollars to me. There's no amount of money that could ever fulfill that. There's no amount of money that could ever match that. Okay? So I thank you. I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need gobs of money. I don't need a bunch of big fancy houses. Yeah, that's nice. I'm a capitalist. I'm all for that. You've got that. But that's not what we're here for, and you know it. And that's why you're here. All right. Let me just put away the rest of this news when it comes to Russia and Ukraine, and then we'll get into the rest of this news in the third hour of today's transmission. FBI seizes $90 million yacht owned by Putin ally Viktor Vekselberg in Spain. So now the feds and the global government, which they say doesn't exist. Oh, really? Then why are they all going after these Russian millionaires' yachts? Hey, look, you want to complain about people being too rich and buying these ridiculous yachts that they probably use like four times a year? Hey, fine. Complain all day. But let's not sit here and act like Americans don't do that. And let's not sit here and act like it's a good thing that there's some sort of global government faction or that the FBI can go over to Spain and steal a Russian's yacht. Do you think that's a smart move by the U.S. government? No, that's saber rattling. That's adding to the war front. That's adding to the strife between Russia and the West. And it's just totally illegal. What if the FBI just go seize someone's yacht? I don't care how bad this billionaire Russian might be. He's not chopping up kids or having pedophile island like Epstein. Then leave him the damn hell alone. But, oh, he's a Russian now, and being Russian's a crime now. So that's what they do. They just put this marker on you like, oh, you're a Russian, therefore you're a criminal. No. Oh, you're a Trump supporter, therefore you're a criminal. No. But that's the mindset. And the reason why the left buys into that just head over heels is because it's such an unintellectual position to take. It's the easy way in. So they just go with the easy way in, the most unintellectual. Oh, yeah, Russian, bad. Oh, yeah, Trump supporter, bad. Yeah. And they just jump on board with that because it requires zero intellect, zero critical thinking, which at this point, I'm not even sure if they have the capacity to do. Honestly, these people have been so soul-sucked and so demonically possessed and so brainwashed. I mean, we've seen it. So this is just going to probably continue to happen. And then the goal here is for the West to isolate Putin, and they want all of these millionaires and billionaires in Russia to turn against Putin, which, folks, this just shows you it's not working. So the more you see this activity from the corrupt feds, the more you know that Russia's actually winning. Okay? Let me tell you, if Russia was losing, they wouldn't feel the need to go steal a bunch of Russian millionaires' property and yachts. But because Russia and Putin are winning, they have to go do that to try to isolate Putin from his own people. And it's not working, folks. And our chicken-necked Nelly, like, oh my gosh. See, and that's the thing is, Merrick Garland wants my head on a stick. So it's like, I realize now, oh, I go on air and I say something bad about Merrick Garland. He literally has the power and the will to destroy me. But you tell me who's the bad guy. So that's just going to continue to happen, and it's not going to help peace for peace efforts, and it's certainly not hurting Putin. Airbnb cancels all reservations in Russia and Belarus. Yes, if you have an account based out of Russia or Belarus, you can no longer use Airbnb. Oh, that's funny. Neither can I. I was banned from Airbnb. Doesn't matter, I had about 30, 40 perfect 5-star ratings, never anything negative. They banned me. So that's it. You're a Russian, you're a Trump supporter, you're a criminal. No, that's not how justice works in this planet, you lie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The newest product from InfoWars Live.